I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The New Testament reading from the Gospel is well known to you since we were that high. Those of you who went to Sunday school, I never did. But we have heard that story almost all our life. What more can I say after age of whatever we read? But there are some thoughts that I would like to share with you this morning. I believe, and as you, I'm sure you'll agree, there are two kinds of losses that we have in our life. A temporary loss and a permanent loss. You know what I mean? Like my losing my specs and calling my wife, where are my specs? Not able to find my keys and getting very panicky because that's the kind of person I am. And a relief when you retrieve that loss. Hallelujah, you see. And then there is a permanent loss. Like losing cash or somebody stealing your handbag, which you will perhaps never find. The other day I was walking down the road and I found £50 in cash on the pavement. I put it in my pocket, and of course that person will never have that money. I will have £50. I sent it out to charity, so don't worry, I didn't pocket it this time. Because I knew it will just be picked up by somebody else. But, and that following week I found £10 on the pavement, believe it or not. And Laura said, you better go out and you are better off outside than in the house. You're picking up money. And that too I sent to charity. But that kind of loss, which is more or less permanent. And of course, when somebody dies, that's the most permanent loss in the lives of each one of us. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, we need to understand the context in which our Lord is talking about the lost coin and the lost sheep. He's very concerned about those who are listening to him. And he wants to address them when it really hurts. That's what it is, when it really hurts. His context is very important when we are talking about the stories that our Lord gives us. And they are absolutely marvelous. But they are always must be put in the context in which they are being placed. The listeners, the situation, the place, whatever it may be, the context is important. The setting the scene, so to speak, and that Jesus is giving in today's gospel, three parables, one of them we haven't read today. It goes on. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Three in succession, right in the chapter 15 of Luke's gospel, chapter 14. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and then follow the lost son, the prodigal son. All to show the nature of God. Nothing else. The nature of God. What kind of God do we believe? I was reading a book by David Jenkins, which is in that church house. And he was a great theologian. I happened to meet him, Bishop Abraham. And he gives the nature of God in the book that I'm reading. And he described it in a very different way than perhaps I would have ever imagined. He's still alive, but now retired, a great theologian. Very different from the present Bishop of Durham. Nature of God. The first two, we find the initiation is on part of God. He initiates, the woman initiates and looks for the coin. The shepherd goes out to find the sheep. The person who is lost is doing the initiation. all both of them. There's an activity on the part of God, while of the lost son, he sits there passively waiting the son to come back. There's a big difference between the two. Big difference. He waits and waits and waits. I can think of a family in Handsworth in Birmingham. It happened to be an Asian family. Their son left home. And 3 years on, that room was still untouched. And they were still waiting and waiting for him to return. They had no news of him at all. That was nearly 20 years ago. I don't know what happened. But people, when somebody, young child dies, they leave the room alone. They never touch it. And they wait. Sometimes with patience, sometimes with incredulity, and sometimes say, come on, that is not the real world. But they wait. And God is of that kind of nature. So there is the importance of activity and passivity on the part of God. He is, we are in the second one, we are shown how patient he is, waiting and waiting and waiting. And also with expectations. Waiting with expectations which eventually came about. But the context is the disapproval of the tradition of breaking on part of our world. That's the context. People are there watching and waiting to pounce on him. You know, politicians have to be very careful, otherwise press crucify them in no time. Am I right? And we clergy have to be careful what we say when they're standing like that as well. Because there's bound to be somebody who says, you were talking a lot of nonsense. And this has happened to me before, so don't worry. But you have to take responsibility and you have to take great care. And there is our Lord being really put on the spot. It's a very difficult time for Jesus. Very difficult. We read the gospel readings just because, oh well, we have heard it before. But when you start thinking about it, one of my difficulties is the man found his sheep and then he goes home and he has a celebration. Unless he was a vegetarian, he'll kill one of the sheep. You're back to 99. How my mind works. Just think of it. Poor sheep that was had her coat. There wasn't me very pleased for that one to be found. But there it is. The disapproval by the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. So Jesus has a cunning idea, cunning plan. He was very clever, our Lord. He's a cunning idea. He tells them three stories to draw their own conclusions and shut up, to show them the mind of God. The mind of God. And there's a shift, my brothers and sisters. There's a shift, a change from the tradition of the Jewish exclusiveness to the pride of knowing the Yahweh, YHWH, which is the way they never use the word Yahweh properly as such, as you know. The pride of knowing their Yahweh. We know what we are, where we belong. And we have a heritage, they say. Does that sound familiar? Isn't it happening in today's world? All over the world? Borders are being closed, this, that, and the other. People being oppressed, thrown out of their natural surroundings. He assured us. And the true assurance we must understand is not in exclusiveness, but in the finding of the things that are temporarily lost. Permanent losses we can't do anything about. The things that are temporarily lost. The shepherd and the young woman diligently and patiently searched, convinced that they will find. Similarly, the father waits patiently, convinced the son will return. There's a similarity in all the three stories. A conviction that it will happen. The patience and the conviction is the good news, and eventually gives them an opportunity for celebration and having a party time. In other words, there is no such thing as quick fix. There's no such thing as quick fix. It is very hard work. It needs patience, it needs conviction, it needs activity and search. There's no such thing as quick fix.